Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball.
Calling on the phone. Well, listeners, don't you fret it. Stay with us for the night. It could be all right.
Halloween will possess you if you let it.
We're just two fat podcasters having a Halloween party on the internet. So why don't you settle in for the show?
Show!
What? You didn't think you could go?
Go!
I'll show you my favorite obsession. I've been baking a cake roughly the size of a lake. I eat a lot to relieve my tension. We're just two fat podcasters.
Having a Halloween party on the internet.
We're just too fast.
Oh, Cliff, it's a Halloween party. Was that a ghost? I heard
graves are opening.
It's Halloween time. Graves are opening everywhere. Cliff, it is my favorite time of year because, you know, I get to put on a big costume to cover up all these bubbling fat rolls all over me.
You are, and what have you come as? Are you a bubbling fat roll?
No, Cliff, I know it looks that way. Look, the only costume I could find that was this round, what I decided to come as Wilson from Castaway. Can't you see the big handprint on my belly?
Oh, yeah, I do see it now. And I didn't know what that was. I thought maybe you had shingles.
Oh, God, no. What the hell are you?
As if it is not obvious, Kendall, I went to that pop-up, you know, Halloween store in the strip mall to get my costume. And I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to go classic this year. I wanted to be the Great Pumpkin. Unfortunately, I put on the Great Pumpkin costume and it would not button up in the back. So I had to be the Great, Great, Great Pumpkin.
Oh, that's the most fabric I've ever seen.
It's a lot of fabric. It's a lot of orange. It's far more orange than I'm accustomed to seeing. I feel like, a forest floor in autumn, in Busheltown. If anybody's here for a relaxing autumn vacation.
Oh, I hope they are. Cliff, you and I are the only two people that would come as just big, huge balls. That's the only thing that would fit. Now, Cliff, I don't know if you saw Charles the Contractor's costume.
I did see it.
It is repulsive.
I think it's in very poor taste to come as Ebola.
It's terrible. It's terrible. He's got big signs everywhere.
Well, there's so many people out there in the room there with our desks next to the bowl of Xanax and, Mr. Snodbottom.
I don't think you should have put that out next to the candy.
I don't think I should. I put it right next to the bowl of Skittles, and it really is similar looking.
This party's really going well.
That's why everyone out there is so relaxed. You know, a minute ago, right before, while we were playing the opening music, the lights flickered out there, and I thought maybe we'd blown a fuse, but it was actually just Dr. Blathers. He was trying to sharpen a pencil somehow, and he just created like this electrical thing, and I don't know why he needs a pencil at a Halloween party, but, you know, also out there, I do see over there talking together in the corner, and this may be a love connection, okay? Reverend Waxton, who was here just a few weeks ago, burning rye, sprinkling sage to get rid of that ghost. And
thank God he was here.
I know. He's over there and he's talking to Sister Mary Mildred, our nun friend. Maybe they're going to fall in love.
Well, they're both people of the cloth, Cliff.
Oh, soft as an easy chair. fresh as the morning air. Speaking of which, later in the party.
Witch.
Speaking of witches, no. Speaking of love, ageless and evergreen. Speaking of that.
Perfect pitch?
Yes, my perfect pitch and Barbara's perfect pitch. Later, after we get done with the show and we're able to go out and party with everybody, we're going to be bobbing for Barbara Streisand Partners CDs. I have several copies left over from the signing where I went to do a signing and nobody showed up. I don't know why they didn't want me to sign their copy of Barbara Streisand Partners.
It's not that kind of signing. I thought we were going to bob for Rye.
I hate to bob for Rye because it gets stuck in your teeth. And I thought people, you know, nobody likes the Rye. What are you going to do with a little sachet of Rye when you go home? Nothing. But a Barbara Streisand Partners CD, you put it on, you think, is this Cliff and Barbara track number one? It had to be you? No, it's Barbara and Michael Bublé, everybody. But it's an understandable mistake to make. That it could be.
From the Bublé, the bubbles of fat.
I know, from Bublé and bowls. They like to just lump me in with the Bublés, the Grobins. But, you know, I'm my own thing. I'm my own person. And speaking of...
My lumps.
Halloween. It's a Halloween party. You know, even our first lady and her baby Kibo are out there. They've got historical Busheltown costumes on. There's so many friends. Your realtor, Elaine, also out there. I saw her by the punch bowl earlier.
Elaine is just toasted already.
She
toasted.
Is. Toasted. Well, you know, she sold you that house in the South Busheltown suburbs. It's a bit of a money pit. You have to work on it. Constantly, you're constantly refurbishing it.
There's all this work to be done.
There's so much work to be done. It never stops.
But I think that's every house in Busheltown, really, Cliff. I do.
It's a lot. You know, if she told you the truth about everything, if they told us that this was a haunted tool shed before we turned it into a studio.
If they told us anything, ever.
Would we have moved in?
Why are we the ones in the dark? Always.
We love autumn. It's a relaxing autumn in Busheltown when you're not working on your house and sawing. You know, your whole deck was made of those rotten tree stumps.
It took a long time to cut up those tree stumps.
I know. I could tell they were rotten from the first time I sat on one and it completely shattered beneath me. Usually,
okay, that one wasn't rotten.
Oh, Kendall, you know, I'm trying to keep my sanity. I have a little chant, a mantra that I'm saying to myself, you know.
Oh, what is it?
Not to keep repeating things I've talked about on previous episodes over and over and over again. But, you know, I keep saying to myself, Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu. Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu, because Rosie is on The View, she's bringing it every day, everybody, and Elvira, she's coming to Hulu for a Halloween event, 13 Nights of Halloween with Elvira on Hulu. Kendall, do you realize how many heart attacks I had when I read that on Twitter?
Is it like a show, like a story about her, or is it like her hosting some movies?
It's her hosting movies, like the classic old terrible movies.
The classic Elvira.
Yeah. It's all new though, and it's gonna be great.
Well, that's great. I have to tune into Hulu.
Oh, you gotta tune in, and when you're having a low moment.
Oh, I've had many.
You're having a low moment. Just think to yourself, Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu. Rosie's on The View.
I will try
Elvira's
that.
Elvira's on Hulu. And I think
pizza's on its way.
Yes. my fat co-host is gay. You know, whatever works for you. My stomach hurts so bad. I've eaten so many of the Halloween snacks out there.
Oh, we should never bought that 5-pound bag of candy corn because I have not stopped eating it. I'm in so much pain from it.
Well, the lucky thing for you is you already have an approximation of how many pounds you've gained. About 5. Just from the candy
But oddly,
corn.
I ate 5 pounds of candy corn. I gained 20 pounds.
It's just something special that your body does, Kendall. I've been eating these Count Chocula balls that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn made. They're like Rice Krispies, but Count Chocula, and they're about the size of a pineapple. And I've had about 5 or 6 of them. And my stomach, ooh. I don't know, you would think your stomach could handle several pounds of Count Chocula. I don't know what's the problem.
You would be wrong.
We gotta get Dr. Blather's opinion on that one. Gotta let him weigh in on that one later.
Cliff, you know what I really miss about Halloween? About being an adult.
What do you miss about being an adult?
All the things that you got to do as a kid and you got away with. Dressing up and going and getting candy at people's houses. And now if you try to do that, you get arrested. If you did that, you would get arrested for
sure.
You
would definitely get arrested and you would deserve it. I don't know. Do you think Dolores is going to come to the party? We invited her because I think it would really, really bump up our standing if we could get Dolores to come to a party, like in front of other people, to say that she knows us.
I'm just afraid she's going to be so mean to me.
But I think it's just, she loves me, first of all. And I think it's just a thing.
Well, I know, that's the problem.
It's just a thing. She doesn't mean it. She means it like on the surface, but not down below.
Kendall, oh my god.
Kendall. That's a hot subject.
Oh, it is. But why don't we bring in Mrs. Potter Butter Butter and Mr. Snodbottom and find out what they're dressed as?
Oh, let's bring them in. The listeners are like, where the hell are they? Here they are.
I'm sorry, Joe. I was having such a wonderful time out there, dear. Down at the punch bowl. I have a few Xanax, I think, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh. Oh, well, at least it's calmed you down.
Well, you both look great.
Well, yeah, Mrs. Potter Butcher, you look wonderful. Thank you, dear. I've got all these little cereal boxes, dear, I taped to my body, and I stuck knives in them, dear. It's a serial killer.
Oh, my, that is just so clever.
That's clever.
Mrs. Potter Butcher, and that is just outrageously clever.
Thank you, dear. I love your costume as well, dear.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. And, I see, who are you, Mr. Snodbottom? What is this thing on your head?
What is this?
I'm surprised neither of you recognize I'm dressed as Saint Ignatius, patron saint of broadcasting. I pray to him every morning. I've got the cards in my office bows.
Does he put a lot of work into this, dear?
He's got the whole outfit here bows. Holy to me, bows.
Oh, you're definitely holy.
It's holy. You got a big hole in the back.
Oh,
back there.
Oh, God. Dear, take those pants off right away and I'll sew that up, dear.
All right, well, listen, everybody. It's time to start Hot Subjects. Halloween Hot Subjects here. And, a lot of controversial things are up for debate, but we don't want to get into any big snits here with all of our friends out there in the lobby area.
No, dear, we definitely do not. Dear, it's Halloween. It's a wonderful time.
Dear. Of course, it's going to be a time full of friendship bows and spooky pumpkins.
All right. It's going to be great. Kendall, I've got a hot subject. I'm about to put it up for debate.
All right, let's debate it.
Here it comes. Kendall and Mrs. Butter 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 Churn and Mr. Snodbottom. Denver police. Have you heard this? Denver police, they're warning parents to look out for marijuana-infused candy this Halloween.
Oh, I have heard it.
They're saying, watch out for this. Who knows? Make sure your candy has not been tampered with and added anything weird to it. Well, what do you think? What do you think about this, everybody?
Well, dear, I think it's just sad this day and age that this kind of thing is happening.
Yes, dear. Very astute observation, dear.
It just makes me sad, dear, to know that people would do this to children.
It does make me sad. Now, I did book us 2 tickets on a bus to Denver to go trick-or-treating.
I've already decided this year is the year to return to trick-or-treating.
Just in case this rumor turns out to be true.
Now, Cliff, I don't know if you've heard, there's been rumors that we are going to make a return trip to the moon.
I think that we should.
To the full moon.
I think we should. Why not?
I do too. I think we have been there before, and I think it's time to go back.
I agree with you, Kendall Bauer. We need to go back to the moon. I was talking about this with Mrs. Potter Butter Butterson only yesterday. I was recalling memories of seeing Sputnik in the air buzz and watching the plumes of smoke come from the rockets as the spaceman Mars.
All right, we get it.
Dear, you're rambling again, dear. I think we should spend the money, dear, on things here on this planet to help people out, dear, the ones that are less fortunate and needy, dear.
Dear, we must explore the earth, the heavens, dear, that whatever's in the sky, the Lord would want us to know what's on the dark side of the moon, girl.
Dear, there's things the Lord wants us to do here. Look, both of you, calm down.
It's just Halloween hot subjects.
Sorry, dear, it's hard for me to... I lost my temper, dear. I'm so passionate about it, dear.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Man, I'm passionate about it. You're not doing that.
Disgusting, Bo.
But if that will bring us back to hot subjects, then another subject I've got to put up for debate before we go to break. Kendall, I heard this straight from Austin, who, of course, is attending Busheltown Community College, okay? And he tells me...
We're so proud.
We're so proud. We're so proud of our assistant, Austin, who's enrolled in community college. You know, some Busheltown Community College students are causing a stir, everybody. They're protesting a sacred Halloween ritual. Have you heard this? It's been in the local papers, but I know it only comes out every other week, so you might not have seen it.
I have not heard. What is happening?
Kendall, the college students, they're saying carving pumpkins is just wasting food, and when so many people, this is like Mrs. Barbara Bertrand, when so many people are hungry.
Well, yes, dear, I agree.
We shouldn't be carving up nature's most nutritious orange balls, and you know, they just think that it's just a waste. What do you think, everybody?
No, do it. Well, I think I might agree, dear. That makes a lot of sense.
No, it's not, dear. Oh, you gotta carve a pumpkin, dear. You gotta ward off the spirits that are coming on Halloween night when the veil is the thinnest between the living and the dead, dear.
And it's just so much fun. Why, you have to do it.
It is.
Well, I just say I agree.
Oh, my gosh. So, all right, Austin in the college. I don't know if Austin is against that. He did have to carve several pumpkins for me to set out in front of the studio for the party tonight.
Oh, I made him carve 12.
We've got to take a break because Mrs. Potterbutter Burchard and Mr. Schneidbottom are about to start fighting over the moon again.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's very... Okay, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Dracula is free to seek new blood.
Count Dracula is alive. During the hours of darkness, he must never be left alone.
Christopher Lee stars in Dracula Has Risen from the Grave Sunday afternoon at 1 on Busheltown 27, your movie station.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad?
I've got something to say. I really loved the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet. The river was deep, but I swam it. The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've got one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
Oh, it's nice of the Betty Monroe hat.
All right.
Now we're engaged and I'm so glad.
All right.
That you've met Mom and you. I've one thing to say, and that's Brad, I'm mad for you too. Oh, Brad!
Oh, damn it.
I'm mad!
Oh, Janet, for you,
I love you too.
There's one thing left to do. Go see the man who began it.
Janet.
When we met in his science exam, it
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
There's one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
We're back. It's a Halloween
welcome
party.
Back, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's a crazy Halloween party here. Mr. Snowbound and Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher are still fighting about the moon out there. Luckily we've moved them out of the booth and out into the party. I think Dr. Blathers is going to have to counsel them before the night is over.
Moon. Who knew they'd be getting so much anger and fights over the moon?
Who knew? We know now. You know, speaking of anger, I had an angry moment the other day.
Cliff, I have an angry moment every 10 minutes.
I do a little bit. You know, when we're not on the air here in the studio, we spend our time in different ways. Kendall is always sawing on something, sanding something, buffing something in his house.
I am.
And I oftentimes, I live to give, and I love to do charity work, and I oftentimes, you can oftentimes catch me at the Busheltown Library shelving books, because I just volunteer, and I am familiar with the Dewey Decimal System, and it's just a thing that I do to give back to the community, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, I tried to volunteer there, and you wouldn't let me work there.
I didn't want you to work there, because I have my reasons. But anyway, I was there, and there is this other guy who shelves books there, and he is so thin.
Oh, I hate him already.
I hate him. And it's gone past the point of like, well, he's thin and I'm jealous. It's gotten to a scary Halloween point that now I'm like, I should just kill him. But I've never killed anybody before. And, you know, it's just, I look at him and I'm thinking, you deserve to die, skinny person.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
They deserve to die.
They do. They all deserve to die.
I've seen so many people like that, and I do think I have these terrible thoughts. I want to kill them because they're so skinny.
But Halloweeny.
But the only reason I would ever do it is if I could actually steal their skinniness when I killed them.
Oh,
I would be killing so many skinny people.
Shit, we would. Oh, I don't even want to say who we'd be if you could steal people's skinniness. I don't want to equate us to say who we really would be, which of history's greatest monsters we would equate to. But Kendall, speaking,
it would be scary.
It would be terrifying. Kendall, you know, speaking of the party, though, we got a lot of friends out there, a lot of people. You know, I saw Lenny, the exterminator. Even he came. He's dressed as one of those cologne sprayers from like Macy's.
I think he's actually spraying out exterminating dust everywhere as he's walking around. It's like he's killing two birds with one stone.
Oh, Kendall, look who is dropping in. It is our First Lady, Rayanne.
Hi. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Oh, you have your beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Kiva. Here she is, the first baby.
Our first baby. Rayanne, why don't you tell us about your Halloween costume you wear?
Of course. Kiba and I are doing a costume together. So as you can see, I am dressed as Nora McGillicuddy, Busheltown's first female rye farmer. And Kibo here is my bucket of rye. And actually, she smells a bit like a bucket of rye. I'm going to have to go change her diaper before she soaks through. Sorry, I got to run.
I'm glad you could make it.
Oh, yes.
I saw it. Now, what is Crock-Pot dressed as? I still cannot decipher her costume.
Oh my god, Cliff, I cannot believe you did not get it. She is dressed as a crock pot.
Oh, that's why that shiny like saran wrap is on her head. Okay.
I can't believe you didn't get that one.
The cord coming out of her butt. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
You see it now.
Oh my god, Crock-Pot, if I had her stir and punch all day as I was trying again to teach her the filing system for like the thousandth time. God.
Some people just can't learn things.
Some people will just never learn, Kendall. But also, speaking of the party, I was embarrassed because I was in charge of the decorations for the party, and you know, but it all turned out okay, even though I forgot, and I don't even know if you noticed that I forgot to put out decorations, because we still had all the...
Yes, of course I noticed.
We had all the werewolf stuff still from last week to inspire us for the werewolf show.
We're bringing a box a week of stuff.
We had a box of werewolf stuff everywhere, and you know, the carpet... people were like, oh, what is this, like a scary carpet you got from Lowe's or something? And it's just from where when the lawnmower was being, you know, driven by the ghost, mm-hmm. and it really like f***ed up the carpet a lot. And it just looks scary now because it's all
our studio
up.
Just looks that dirty and scary.
Yeah. Which, speaking of the lawnmower and the ghost that we got rid of, I have not had anything weird happen inside the studio.
Not involving ghosts.
I think we got the ghost. Although I did, you know, when I was leaving the other night, I did see, walking through the dying tomato patch out behind the studio, I saw this one guy who was kind of transparent walking around back there, and he was like raking with this phantom rake, and so I don't know what that was. But
oh my god, that's terrifying.
I don't know, you know, it could have been a trick of the light. Could have been a bit of mustard in my stomach.
Listen, there's more of gravy than of grave about you.
Could have been more gravy than of grave, Kendall. I don't know. I'm just saying, would you rather this Halloween party go on until Thanksgiving, or would you rather do would you rather?
Well, I'd rather go on to Thanksgiving, but
party. How does that song go? Fiesta forever. The Fiesta forever song.
All night long.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. And that's how our party's going to go.
But I want to know something. Would you rather be lost in a scary dark forest near the North Busheltown Woods,
or
eat a live box of crickets?
Oh.
It sounds like you already ate a box.
I'm belching at the mere thought of either of those. you know, I did have this really cute biology teacher in high school who ate crickets off the floor, but he did oftentimes, but I'm still not gonna do it. As scary as the North Busheltown Woods are in late October especially, I'll go there because I feel like, how often is lightning gonna strike in the same place? Right.
Oh, give me a box of crickets.
Give me a box. All right, maybe I'm in denial. Maybe I should get Dr. Blathers and tell him to stop counseling Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom and see if I'm in denial.
I think you definitely need some counseling, Cliff. There's no question about that.
Oh, there's no question about that, Kendall. There's just no question. But here's a question about this. Would you rather, Kendall, would you rather do the Monster Mash for 24 hours straight? Or would you rather eat a giant cauldron full of mashed monsters?
Oh, I'd rather do the Monster Mash for 24 hours.
Oh, okay. That's good exercise. You are just going to be working in your lab late all night. All night long. All night.
It came upon a scary sight.
It came upon a scary sight.
Kendall. Listen, we've been partying so long, it's Christmas.
It is.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a finger cut off?
Oh no!
While you were tied down?
No.
Or a toe cut off?
Oh god! No. Neither. I don't want any of them.
No. The judges said that you have to answer one.
I would rather die.
I told you before, that's not an acceptable answer on this show.
I don't even want anything to be cut off at all, is my answer. But I guess you have to go, the theoretical you would go with the toe, because you would notice it if you were wearing shoes. Kendall,
definitely with the toe. I feel like it'd be easier to deal with.
Oh, I feel like I just lived through a Saw movie answering that question.
All right, Cliff, I got one more for you.
Would you rather
have hideous, awful sex with a werewolf, or let Dracula suck almost every ounce of blood from your body?
Oh, I think you go Dracula, because then it's like, you know how hot everybody thinks having all their blood sucked out is on True Blood, so they probably like it.
Yeah, but you know, there are probably fat vampires.
There probably are. I might not get Eric. I'd get somebody that looks like me. Speaking of would you rathers, I have only one more this Halloween. This endless Halloween party show is almost...
Because I can't wait to get to this party.
I can't either, Kendall. I'm going to party the f*** out of this party. Kendall, would you rather...
Put on the party music.
Kendall, would you rather get nothing but rocks in your treat sack for your entire trick-or-treating life?
That just made me cry
just
a little bit.
Only rocks. Or would you rather have hideous...
Awful!
With some kind of Halloween monster.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some monster out there that would give really good hideous awful
that
sex.
Would give really good hideous awful sex. We're gonna go with really good hideous awful sex. Yeah.
The thought of no candy in my bag just makes me too sad.
I like how you turn a negative into a positive, and you're like, well, so long as it's really good, terrible, hideous, awful sex.
Sometimes you just gotta turn the tides, Cliff. You gotta turn negative into a positive.
You gotta do it, Kendall.
Because that's the only thing I can do with my life these
amen,
days.
Amen, amen, amen. And that is all I'm rather you.
Quit rathering me, Cliff.
It's all I'm rathering you. Kendall, I like that it's become kind of a Halloween tradition to play a good Halloween version of Would You Rather. I think it's a fun thing that the kids...
I do love it. I love any question with hideous, awful sex.
It's the greatest. And the party is raging. It's raging out there, Kendall.
It's raging. Mrs. Butter Butter Jerk, Mrs. Not Butter are fighting over something. I don't know if it's still about the moon.
Oh, and the party is rocking on all night long, all night. It's a Halloween party. In case listeners are having this on at their Halloween party and they expect us to set the tone.
Well, I think we have set the tone.
I think we've set the tone, Kendall. Don't quote me about it.
Don't quote me about that.
Oh, Kendall, if for God's heavenly Halloween sake,
don't quote me about it.
Look, Dolores just stopped. They rumbled the room outside. She was walking by.
I'm so glad Dolores did.
Dolores, why don't you come on in?
Dolores, would you please come in? Fellas, it's Halloween. I've got a party at my house. I don't have long. I've got all of my kids. I've got 12 kids. They're all. I'm Dolly Parton, and I'm doing a coat of many colors for all of them.
You look fantastic.
And I've got to get out. What can I do? What is it?
This is a game where we it's called Don't Quote Me, where you just guess who said various quotes.
You know, this never goes well.
You make things up.
I have 12 coats of many colors to make.
We'll get you out. Give us 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and jump right into it.
5 minutes with a don't call.
Just go.
Because if I tell you, you'll tell your friends are calling me on the horn all the time, I gotta show up at shopping centers for openings and sign autographs and shit like that, and it makes my life a hell, okay? A living hell. These are Halloween themed, by the way, too.
Because it's Halloween. Can I steal Dolores?
Yes, steal it.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
I got it.
The ghostest with the mostest.
All right, Dolores, this one is for you. Presently, my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more.
How Stella got her groove back.
I'm going to steal on that one.
Steal it, Kendall.
Edgar Allan Poe, Hark the Raven, Nevermore.
Oh my God, Kendall has never gotten a literature question right in his whole life.
Oh, that is not correct.
These coats are not going to make them...
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know him. He had me scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred.
Ichabod Crane.
Kendall,
is that Nightmare on My Street?
That's a Nightmare on My Street.
about Freddy Krueger in the 80s.
Freddy Krueger. Dolores, do you know the only way to get out of a Freddy Krueger nightmare?
I wish I knew how to get out of here. How can I get out of here?
Well, we're going to release your bonds. We're going to release your bonds and let you go. I know you have to go to a Halloween party. You can see ours is in full hopping effect outside.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Did you see Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's costume? Isn't it great?
I did. She looks good.
She does.
She looks good.
Well, okay. We'll go ahead and let you go. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Cliff. I'm done. quoting you.
Thank you, Dolores.
Oh, she slammed the door.
Halloween, and we hope she gets to the party that she's going to with her kids, and you know, just bless Dolores for, you know, sharing her star power. She looked great as Dolly Parton in Coat of Many Colors. Dolores.
But for now, Cliff, I'm just really sad.
I'm so sad we've had this time together.
Oh, Cliff, if our listeners are as sad as we are and they want to have a great Halloween party, they should go to cliffandkindle.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkindle.
They absolutely should.
Email us at cliffandkindle@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, and get some candy.
Candy.
Cliff, there's a child in every one of us who is still a trick-or-treater looking for a brightly lit front porch, and that was Robert Brault.
Kendall, you just broke my heart. Oh, God. Kendall, if the apocalypse comes, beat me. And that was said by who? But Buffy Summers on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy Summers. But when there is no imagination,
Summers.
When there is no imagination, there is no horror. And that was Arthur Conan Doyle.
Oh, Artie.
Good old
Artie. Kendall, I've often felt that dreams are answers to questions we haven't yet figured out how to ask. And that was said by Holder but Mulder on Wex but the X-Files.
The truth is out there, Cliff.
The truth is out there. My belly in this great, great, great pumpkin costume is out there.
Oh, it's out there.
Way out there. Sheriff Frogblast is out there in the office. I don't know why he's talking to Mrs. Pussybottom. I don't know what they're talking about. I hope he's not here to shut this rocking party down, Kendall. We got to get out there and see about this shit.
I want to get out there and party myself. So take us home, Cliff.
This party's going to go all night. Take me home, party roads. I'm partying. Open that door. I'm partying. Let's get this party started.
Oh,
come on.
Let's
go. Oh,
I'm just chilling. I'm at the booth.
Here they are. Boogie boat, party time.
The party's over. Time to go home.
I feel so bloated. My costume won't fit now. Fatness has conquered. Cliff and Kendall, give this show to
your trick or treaters. Cliff and Kendall, Halloween party show on the internet. Cliff and Kendall, Halloween party show.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.